Bill, and why don't you raise your hand? Just let some people know that you are about your Father's business. I just dropped by this evening to, this morning, should I say. I got my evenings and my morning mixed up, but that's all right. We're still within the 24-hour period. And we thank God for the privilege and opportunity to be here. Is that all right? I don't know. I don't know about you. I had a wonderful night last night. I was awake for a while. I went to sleep and I woke up again, and I didn't have to pinch myself, but I realized that I still was alive. And then my grandson set the alarm clock. It went off, but I was already awake. So like you said, God woke me up before the alarm clock went off. And so it's just a privilege. It's just wonderful to be here, to be a part of this great lectureship that's going on here in this great city, the city of Huntsville, Alabama, and at this great church, the Northwest Church of Christ here. So delighted to be in the presence of this their wonderful minister, Brother Branch. And I'm thankful to Brother Branch for asking me to speak at this particular time. I guess you might consider me a ram in the bush. And so, but I'm here and I'm thankful for this privilege and opportunity. I want to thank the lectureship for committee for not only doing a great job today, but they always do a great job.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if y'all took the time to look at the poster out there in the hallway, the pictures of the lectureship committee. Those are some distinguished gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
Brothers, y'all look good. Brother Jones,
Even
without your wife. But brothers and sisters, I'm just saying that, you know, maybe I'm not trying to lift them up, put them on a pedestal, but, you know, we have some great men of God that's carrying on this Alabama lectureship, the committee and everything, and I just stopped there, and I really took a very close look, and I looked at each individual. I even saw Ricky Pierce on there. And I just looked, you know. Brother Ricky is on there. I just want to let you know. I appreciate the committee, but more so, I appreciate my girlfriend, I mean my wife, and my shotgun rider, my buddy, my friend, Sister Annie C. I'm just going to ask her to stand real quick, and y'all take a look. Now, that's my wife. That's right. And then I'm blessed and honored and delighted to have with us my grandson, Shendrick Anthony. I'm asking him to stand. He's in school, but he's out right now, and he's attending Lawson State there in Bessemer, so he's with us. He's out of school right now, and lo and behold, sure enough, got some backup.
Yeah.
Sister Jean Harris.
Yeah.
Sister Jean Harris, the wife of Brother Charles Harris. He spoke on Tuesday morning. So just delighted to have them with us and to be with this great lectureship on today. And Brother Harris had to leave, but he's on his way back. So I'll be praying that he have safe travel back. Sometimes when you leave home, you have to go back home to make sure somebody don't come in and tear up home. Y'all get that after a while. You just can't leave anybody in charge. And so you do what you have to do. And that's why preachers are on a 24-hour call 7 days a week. And sometimes you have to make moves that you don't necessarily want to make, but you do what you have to do. As I fill in this morning, I will not deal with the text that's outlined in the lectureship book from Mark chapter 10, but I will be in the book of Mark chapter 5. I'll go ahead and give you my theme. After I had to come and take a look at this pulpit, I'm glad the fire department is next door. I didn't want to see any fire up here. I tell you, Brother Del Mar has done a marvelous job. All of the speakers that have gone ahead have done a marvelous job. And I'm just honored and delighted to be among them, and I know Brother Joseph David is coming up behind me. I don't know how I got wedged in between these two brothers. But we're here anyway, and we're about to do what we have been asked to do. A setback is a setup for a comeback.
Yes, sir.
A setback is a setup for a comeback. I want you to go with me to Mark chapter 5. However, in Mark chapter 4, verses 35 through 41, we have Jesus teaching a multitude. And he's about to close out his message and instruct his disciples that they are going across the Sea of Galilee to the other side. So he says in verse 35, "And the same day when the evening was come, he said unto them, Let us pass over unto the other side.
Yes, sir.
And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part, or in the stern part of the ship, asleep on a pillow," which indicate there was enough time for Jesus to get some rest as they went across the Sea of Galilee.
Yes, sir.
But in the sea, a storm arose. Jesus is now asleep, trying to get a little bit of rest.
Yes, sir.
And all of his disciples are in the ship with him. And as they go across and they encounter the storm, the boat is beginning to take on water. And they wake Jesus up and say, "Lord, Master, carest not thou that we perish? We are going to perish out here." I tell you, I don't know why. When you in a boat, just like in the church, why would anybody want to leave when problems come, when there is a storm? Well, if Jesus is on the boat with you, don't you worry.
Yeah,
if Jesus can sleep through a storm, you ought to go through the storm awake, because you got Jesus in the boat with you.
Yes, sir.
I understand that the Bible says they took him even as he was. We live in a world and a society want to take Jesus and change him and shape him and mold him to their life instead of us shaping and molding our life to his life.
Yeah.
The world is in a turmoil, but you and I are in the body of Christ, in the church of Christ. We are in the world, but not of the world. We are not supposed to be of the world, even though we're in the world. We are the light for the world. And if Jesus is with you, we shouldn't worry about a little water getting in the boat. And any other thing. Woke him up. Jesus got up before he said anything to them. And he said, "Peace, be still." One translation said, "Hush." Like some of us said, "Hush your mess. Be still." And the wind and the storm, they calmed down. Power over nature. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Then Jesus turned to his disciples. He said, "Why are you so fearful?" Like, why are you fearful? I'm in the boat with you. How is it that you have no faith?
Yes, sir.
And they feared him exceedingly, one another. "What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?"
Yeah.
Can you imagine they've been with Jesus all of this time and still don't know the man?
Lord.
Been with Jesus all this time and still don't understand the Son of God who came to seek and save that which was lost.
Yes, sir.
Jesus had been on the face of this earth for almost a period of 2,000 years. And just like even the disciples did not understand him, they could not estimate his power, here we are today. We are in the same problem. We still don't understand Jesus, and we continue to underestimate his power when we are going through crises in our life. As we follow Christ, we need to be prepared for the storms of life. You and I cannot fight the storms of life by ourselves.
Amen.
It's time for us to wake up.
Yes,
and stop trying to handle problems ourselves. Definite problems with you and I cannot handle. There are problems in your life.
All right,
there are problems in my life.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Only
yes,
Jesus
sir.
Can help us.
Yes, he can. Yes,
it's time for us to put our faith and trust in the only one that has the power to correct our problems.
Right.
He's not part of the problem. He is the solution to all problems.
Yes.
As I take you to Mark chapter 5, look with me briefly. Look with me briefly as we look at the first 7 verses here. Actually, this lesson goes all the way down through verse number 20. 4 points. If you want to write them down, 4 seeds. We want to see, well, here's a man that's living in the cemetery, living among the tomb.
Yeah.
And this man had a major problem. He was filled with devils or with demons, should you say. But listen here. I want you to see his condition. I want you to see his cleansing.
Yeah. All right,
all right. I want you to see his commission.
All right.
And finally, it would be good to know if he was committed. If Brother Eugene Prince might preach this lesson, he might say, "What do you want with me, Jesus?" If Brother Steve Clark would preach this lesson, he might say, "When life is out of order." But I decided to talk today.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
About
talk to
a setback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is a setup.
Yes, it is.
For a comeback.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can see the setback and the setup for the comeback. Jesus now have reached the other side of the Sea of Galilee.
Yeah.
They have surpassed the storm now. Bible says in Mark chapter 5, beginning at verse 1, they came over unto the other side of the sea into the country of the Gadareans. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit,
all right, all right,
who had his dwelling among the tomb. I tell you, I believe today, if you want to be safe, the safest place that you probably could be today is probably in the cemetery. I don't believe too many folk gonna bother you out there in the cemetery. If you don't wanna be around nobody, you tired of folk, go to the cemetery. If you dead, hang out with the dead. This man was over there in the cemetery. If you tired of folk, get out from around them. Go on over there. I believe we got a few cemeteries right here in Huntsville.
Yes, sir.
If you want to go, you go on. I might see you later. Who had his dwelling among the tomb? No man could bind him, no, not one with chain. Because that he had often been bound with fetters and chains.
All right.
And the chains had been plucked asunder by him. And the fetters broken in pieces. Neither could any man tame him.
Right.
But he hadn't met Jesus.
Lord.
No man could tame him.
Yeah.
They would come down from the city, bind him down with chains, shackle him down. But because of the demons, the devils that was in this man, he could break the chains and the shackles that were holding him because he was so strong that even the chains and the shackles couldn't hold it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So eventually the folk in the city gave up. Said we might as well leave him alone. And went on back home.
Yeah.
Yes. Then we find here, down in verse number 6. And now verse number 4. Because he had been bound with fetters and chains. Verse 5. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stone. First time I read this, I thought, I said, now, with us, there are folk who act crazy during the day.
All right.
When we are looking at them. But when we, everybody else go home, they stop acting crazy and go home too.
Come on.
This man.
Great job.
We got some
great
folk
job.
In the church. They know when they come to church, they got to cut up.
Yeah.
But when they leave, they go home and sit down.
Oh.
Folk in the world, in your family, they cut up when you looking at them. But when you stop looking at them, they sell down. But this man, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, night and day, he running around doing harm to himself, cutting himself with stone. And a matter of fact, if you look over in Matthew chapter 8, 28 through 34, Luke chapter 8, 26 through 30, 28 through 39, you will find this man was running around buck naked. I don't know about y'all in Huntsville, but down around Aliceville and Pickensville, in Pickens County, we said buck naked.
Come on,
you don't believe me? You don't believe me? Check with brother Joseph Davis. He got some candles back there that smell good. Call them buck naked candles. Yeah, go back and check out. He got some back there. Buck naked candles right there. So y'all know what I'm talking about. This man was totally naked without clothes, running around naked. You know he out of his mind.
Come on, preacher. Come on, preacher.
Used to hear everybody on TV every while somebody streaking. Thank God we don't have nobody streaking in the Church of Christ. Thinking about it, don't do it. Keep your clothes on yourself. This man was running around naked, cutting himself with stone, doing himself harm. But look at verse 6. Notice the transition. But when he saw Jesus, afar off, Bible says he didn't walk, he didn't crawl. He ran and worshiped him. Think about it. This man is filled with devils. The devils recognize who Jesus was. If the devils can recognize him, why in the world can't we recognize him? They recognize who Jesus was. And they even ran to him. They didn't just run up to him.
Yeah.
Bible says, thank God for the Holy Spirit. They worship him. Because they realized. They knew who they were dealing with. Them men came down from the city of Gadara, could not do anything with this man. But Jesus. Bible says in verse 7, he says, and cried out with a loud voice. Jesus talking to the man. The man is talking to Jesus. What have I to do with thee, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? Even the demons, the devil, recognized that he was Jesus, the Son of the Most High God.
Yeah.
The devil can recognize it. Why can't we? Why can't the world recognize that Jesus is the Son of God, the Most High God, not just God, but the Most High God.
Yes, sir.
Because even the demons knew folk was worshiping some idol God.
Yeah.
Verses 1 through 7, we see this man's condition.
Yes,
his life is out of order.
Yeah.
But we have a God who is not the author of confusion.
Yeah.
1 Corinthians 14 and verse 33. God is a God of order. And if your life is out of order, if you have some setbacks in life, God can help you get your life in order.
Yeah.
And then God will help you with your setback. He will set you up, get you ready for a comeback.
Yes,
the Lord came across the Sea of Galilee. This man had a major problem. Jesus left the multitude, came across the Sea of Galilee for one man.
All right.
Y'all with the man? This man had a major problem. Demons recognized who he was. Says in verse 8, for he said unto him, come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked him, what is thy name? And they answered, saying, my name is Legion, for we are many.
All right.
In the Roman army, a legion of men, a legion of soldiers, averaged about 2,000 to about 6,000 men. We look at verse 10, it says, and he besought him that he would send them out of the country. They would not send them out of the country. Now there were anigh to the mountain a great herd of swine feeding, about 2,000 hogs feeding, people watching over these hogs. Matter of fact, I'm reminded that back in Leviticus 11 and verse 7, you know, Jews didn't eat pork. So we know that he's in the country of some Gentile country here. And they watching over these hogs out here. And all of a sudden, hear all of these hogs here. Isn't it amazing that the Spirit said, Lord, don't send us out of this coast. Let us stay here. But will you let us go into those hogs? You can get by, but you can't get away. He allowed them to go in the hogs, the swine. And the Bible says, when they went into the hogs, he upset the hogs. And they ran violently down the steep slope into the Sea of Galilee. There were ham floating everywhere. Look at here. 2,000 hogs. And the man that was watching all these hogs fled to the city. He said, I got to let them know I didn't do that. He said, y'all need to come down here and see this. You know when some stuff happens, people show up. A house on fire about to burn down. The fire truck can't get to the house. Folks standing around looking.
All in the way.
Stuff happened. A major accident. Everybody standing looking. The paramedics can't get through to help folks because everybody looking. People like to look when stuff happens. Brought him down. First of all, we see the man's condition. When we look at condition, we think about your status, your circumstances. We don't know. Many of us have circumstances in our life. We even had a setback even here. Brother Willie Malone, that was a setback. But God has a power to set him up and bring him back. Yes, the accident in Tuscaloosa, it's a setback. But God can set it up and bring it back. You have some setbacks in your life. We all got setbacks in our life.
Yeah.
This man, after the swines come out of the man, when the people came down from the city, we see down about verse 14, when they came and they saw this man sitting at the feet of Jesus, Jesus had cleaned him up. He's now clean. He had cleaned him up. We saw his condition. Now the man is clean. And they asked him, isn't it amazing these folks came to Jesus, the Lord? We don't want you here. You done messed up my business. Can't make no more money off of these hogs. Now, we don't want you here. They fail to realize they had somebody who could not only enhance their business, but could be a blessing to the whole city. They did not want him there. This man in his right mind sitting at the feet of Jesus, now he is whole. And then we get down about verse 18. This man, as a matter of fact, Jesus didn't argue with the people. He got started getting back in the boat, getting ready to leave. Didn't argue with the people. Can you imagine some of us? Do you know who I am? Do you know who you're messing with? Jesus humbled himself. He has completed his mission. He got back in the boat. And the man that had the unclean people said, Lord, can I go with you?
All right.
Listen to this. Lord, can I go with you? You would expect Jesus. Can you imagine the man? Lord, can I go with you? He already got one foot in the boat. Y'all didn't get that. Lord, can I go with you? He knows Jesus is going to say yes, so he already got a foot in the boat. Jesus says no. Jesus says no. My time is up. But the commission was, you go home and tell your friends what good things I've done for you, how I've had compassion on you. Thus says the Lord. Those of us here at this lectureship, if the members of the Church of Christ would just go home and tell your friends what good things the Lord have done for you. How he have had compassion on you.
Thank
you, Lord. On all of us.
Thank you.
But this man, Bible says he didn't just go home. He went into all of Decapolis,
yes,
an area of 10 cities.
Wow.
Now, if one man can go into 10 cities, I don't know how many. Brother, you said 200 and something last night? Just think if all of us, if 200 and something went into one city, would you be amazed?
Yeah.
What could happen?
Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Once again, we thank Brother David C. For filling in and what an awesome message just to jump right in.
Yeah.
And